The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, at which the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then he addressed this parable to them, "Who among you, if he has 100 sheep and loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wasteland and follow the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he puts it on his shoulders in jubilation. Once arrived home, he invites friends and neighbors in and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, there will likewise be more joy in heaven over one repentant sinner than over 99 righteous people who have no need to repent." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we all share the pain and joy of life. The joy is some of the girls change their life. Pain is some still stubborn. They still stick to their mentality. And this is how we have to practice our patience and true love. Jesus, this divine mercy is true love, patience. We are patient with the students, as well Jesus, God, is patient with us. Although we join, his companion, so to work as a workforce for society. But at times, we are reluctant, not in a certain sense. Of course, apparently we do everything good, but sometimes our heart is still have all the space to grow, isn't it? So we have to be always like the divine mercy. Jesus is always opening, never despair. And first of all, we need to have peace also, because we share the life of Jesus with others. First of all, we need to have this peace. Peace means have the life of Jesus in us. Without Jesus, we can do many things, but one last thing we cannot do. We don't bring Jesus to them. We don't have to speak about Jesus, but you have to live like Jesus, you know? When they see you, seeing the love of Jesus, then we are really doing it's a real propagation of our faith. Otherwise, we just do a kind of social work. I'm sure when you join this society, you are not joining a social work companions, but you are joining the companion of Jesus. Give them the real life. Today also we, in the Gospel, these 2 days, ordinary Mass, we speak about the true bread of life. And the Jesus wants us to share his life also through the Eucharist. And then that's very important. I'm sure you have every day a special time for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament or not? Do you have to?
Once a week.
Friday morning. Yeah. But now, different associations, different congregations, different type of life. Some, they need 1 hour per day. You find your time, not as a community, but at least you find at least 1 hour. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Every day. That's good. I think that's one of the success of Mother Teresa group. Mother Teresa, no? They work hard, very hard among the poor, poor among the poor, but you know, they need to kneel down every day for 1 hour. Maybe you don't kneel down, you sit down, but still you have to close to Jesus. This is one of the secrets I got it from Toronto. I was in Toronto working for 6 years, and there I met a woman who got a the special grace of stigmata. I mean the five wounds. She's alive. She's still young. She's only 40-something. But for the last 10 years, or more than 15 years, every year, especially the Feast of the Holy Week, the Good Friday, she has the stigmata coming, all the blood's coming out. The whole year, she's praying for people. And once she asked me to ask Jesus to write a letter to Jesus, because at night, many times when she prayed in her prayer room, Jesus appeared to her. So that's why she asked me to write a letter. But that time, I just take it not so serious. I forgot. The other day when I went to see her, where's the letter? I said, what letter? I forgot about it. But then I just kind of get some paper and write some words to Jesus. But after 3 months, Jesus responded to my letter. And Jesus appreciated, thank you so much for his letter written on the paper. I keep it in my heart for 3 months, you see. I just, with low heart, write the letters. And Jesus take it with his heart. I feel ashamed. And one of the things I ask is that the parish there in Toronto, because we're over there, the Chinese Martyrs parish, considered the largest community overseas, Chinese community overseas, largest. Every Sunday about 4,000 people come to church, you know. So it's the largest community. That's why I asked Jesus that the community be a family, you know. And Jesus promised. But one thing he has to ask me, since you have to spread, then Jesus said very clearly, you have been one with me, with body, mind, and spirit in him. Of course, we learn all these techniques to be one mind, one body, one spirit. We know, we heard about this terminology. But you seldom have this unity with Jesus, one mind, one heart, one body. And this is our balance of life in Jesus. And that's what's around 10 years ago. I was there, and Jesus asked me one thing every day. Stay with me for an hour. Because I'm a diocesan priest, we have no this regulation. So Jesus asked me in a particular way. So I will look after the parish, but you do your part. One body, one mind, spirit with me. So that you can. And of course, now 7 years ago I left Toronto. But I found out everything perfectly well. The debts to the bank finished. Pay off the debts to the bank. Of course, to the diocese, we need to pay. But that's not money. That's only that's contribution. And then everything is so beautiful. But of course, there are lots of crosses in between all those years. It's beautiful. Jesus, give me the grace. Even among the crosses, give me the joy. Give me the peace. That's more important. You know, you can't say everything is perfect. Nothing is perfect. The perfect is Jesus there. So I have the security with Jesus every night at the time. So stay, I find it so perfectly well. And that's why when I come back to Hong Kong, I try to promote it. Sister Margaret Wong, no? The one who promoted Canadian sister, she's the one who promoted adoration, perpetual adorations. In the beginning, I wanted, but Dominic Chen, no? Vicar General, said, oh, come on, don't do too much in the beginning. So I got 2 days, 48 hours, Friday morning until Sunday morning, 48 hours in the parish. Adoration, perpetual adoration for 48 hours. And then every day, up until now, every day, 3 o'clock, with the Divine Mercy, for an hour adoration. And at night, 8 to 10, for those people working outside, can come back and stay with Jesus for an hour or two. That's how Jesus asked me to be the first one to pay respect, to stay with Jesus. And that's why I'm sharing with you. And I find it very, not say useful, but it's essential for our spiritual life. you know, today, a special day, so many things. Also for us, I can do many other things, but I try to, every day at 3 o'clock, I try to be present, eat lights, try to be present with the people. Of course, you know, in the past, when I was still in the seminary or in a parish in Hong Kong, at night, I used to watch television nights quite late because I thought I can rest now. So many times I sleep before the television set and nothing enter, but you're just, you know, as if you're rested. But it's not. It's more tired because all these things coming into the mind. And Jesus asked, after this, the first thing when I went to Toronto, the first thing is put away the television set from my bedroom, because every room they have a set of television set. No? I put it away to the garage, so it helps me. We need to. I'm not teaching you. You do more, much better. But I'm just sharing my poverty, so you can pray for me more. So together we work with Sister Euphrasia Pelletier, so that her teachers be one with us to also walk with the society. One soul saved is joy in heaven. You know, that's what the gospel. So we give joy to Jesus through your holy work. We pray. Nothing is for ourselves. Nothing we are possible. But the one thing I believe, what is impossible for men is possible for God.